It is the 20th day of August, 2013. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us today to take a look at the trade in Chicago, as usual, for a Tuesday, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Have you been following what the Pro Farmer Crop Tour Scouts have been up to in the state of Indiana today?
Yeah, you know, I think we talked to one of our customers that's on the tour. He took the upper route, went through Kokomo and around like that, and they're just a little bit disappointed in some of the beans, but the corn's looking, pretty good, looking as they're going along there. And as they got into Illinois and parts that are on Kankakee, they're noticing some dry areas. But all in all, the numbers have been still on the high side, looking pretty good, and that's, you know, why we sort of backed off in the markets on the close today, I think. But tomorrow, I think they see Iowa, and that could be a different story.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting to watch, I suppose, from your perspective, and listen to what was happening in the field and then see how that translated into a drop in the marketplace in Chicago. So the numbers came in pretty nicely from both Nebraska and Indiana during the day, and that precipitated a 9.5-cent drop in all futures for the September dime and the December corn, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And I think that, you know, as we keep looking, the corn numbers do continue to look fairly good. As we know, I mean, you know, we keep hearing about tip back, and if we don't get some moisture over the next 10 to 15 days, and some places a little sooner than that. But I think we've got an awful lot of corn out there yet to go, and unfortunately, China and that, their overnight markets didn't follow through with all of our run-ups yesterday, and the dollar being a little stronger along the way helps or hurts our exchange rate on some of those things too. So, you know, big eyes are on what the minutes of the Fed meeting says later this week, is to see if we will start getting that quantitative easing to quit doing some of it.
What do you see the biggest factor in the marketplace for the next 15 days? Is it just weather?
I think that weather is the major, major factor here right now, Todd. I mean, a good general rain shower across this stuff to stop any deterioration, to fill the beans, to finish filling the corn and that. And then, of course, the idea of will there be in the next 30 days, will there be any frost scares. I think those are major, major factors out here because, we've got the potential to make a good crop a great crop in the corn and a good crop in the beans, but we do need some moisture in the next 20 days.
Yesterday, ag economist from the University of Illinois, Darrell Good, wrote that it may be that the harvest lows, at least pre-harvest lows, are in for corn. Do you think that's the case?
Well, I think the pre-harvest lows are probably to go along with that. It's going to be hard to set new lows until we get in the field and see some things across here. I think that as we see the variation and even how some of the people on the Pro Farmer Tour look at the fields differently and how they assume what's going on. But I think that, it's going to be hard to make new lows until we get in the field and get halfway through harvest and see what we actually have.
How long do you think harvest will be away at this time?
Well, I mean, everything's bright green. It's going to be hard to say we start much before the latter months or latter week, days of September before we do. So I think we're into October before we see it get rolling around real well.
Have you heard of any yields from the southern states of the United States?
Down in Louisiana and there, I mean, we're talking a lot of 200 bushel corn. The big part about that is it probably just isn't very many acres of it along the way. We did hear that there's quite a few barges that are booked coming north on the Mississippi, and they're starting to load a few of those now and bringing them up for the ethanol plants up here in the Midwest. But probably be a week or two before they get up here with any volume.
Will that put much pressure on basis?
I don't know that it'll put a lot on because those will probably already be booked, and basically they'd like to buy some more corn, and it's still going to take some corn from our area, which will need to be harvested. So I imagine there's still going to be a little premium in there for the next two and a half weeks as far as the corn market goes.
Wayne, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon.